This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Donald Trump and his wife Melania were greeted by dozens of protesters when they traveled to Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas, Wednesday. They were visiting the victims of last weekend's mass shootings, where lone gunmen killed a total of 31 people. Demonstrators in both cities expressed their anger over the nation's lax regulations on guns and Trump's remarks about immigrants and people of color that have been denounced as racist. VOA's Richard Green has more.
The warm greeting Trump received from local dignitaries when he arrived in Dayton was in sharp contrast to the angry protesters that lined the streets outside the hospital.
Not one more!
Ohio Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown says he urged the president to push his Senate Republican allies to take swift action on new gun control legislation already approved in the Democratic-controlled House.
Both the mayor and I asked the president to call on Senator McConnell to bring the Senate back in session this week.
In El Paso, where 22 people were killed at a department store just hours before the Dayton shooting, Trump praised emergency personnel who took part in assisting the victims and capturing the shooter.
All over the world, they're talking about the job you've done as police, as law enforcement, as first responders. The job you've done is incredible.
Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistan says it is expelling India's High Commissioner to Islamabad. This comes just days after downgrading diplomatic and trade ties with New Delhi for stripping the disputed Kashmir region of its special status. The foreign ministry said in a brief announcement the Indian government has also been informed that Pakistan will not be sending its High Commissioner designate to India. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Kyrgyz Special Police Forces have stormed the compound of former President Almazbayev Atambayev. This after their first attempt to detain the former president overnight failed amid violent clashes with his supporters that left one officer dead and dozens injured. RFERL correspondents at the site said police were using stun grenades and tear gas as they entered the compound Thursday. Gunshots could be heard. Six Special Forces troops captured at the compound late Wednesday were released earlier. Tensions remain high at the sprawling residence a day after elite security forces failed to arrest the 62-year-old, who faces five counts of criminally abusing his office when he was Kyrgyzstan's president from 2011 to 2017. Thousands marched in Caracas, Venezuela, Wednesday. These Venezuelans marching in support of disputed President Nicolas Maduro 2 days after the United States imposed toughest sanctions yet on Venezuela. Some accused President Trump of wanting to get his hands on the country. The Trump administration has banned all U.S. companies and individuals from doing business with the Maduro government as part of U.S. pressure to drive him from power. U.S. federal agents arrested nearly 700 undocumented migrants in raids on food processing plants in the U.S. state of Mississippi Wednesday, the largest such operation in the U.S. in 10 years. AP correspondent Mike Hempin has more.
An official with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says search warrants have been executed at seven locations across Mississippi, targeting several companies. They include the Morton plant, a poultry producer, Cook Foods. The official, speaking on condition of anonymity, says owners and employees have been targeted in a federal criminal investigation. The Associated Press witnessed dozens of agents ready to process the workers inside a military facility in Flowood, Mississippi, with seven lines, one for each location. I'm Mike Hempin.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is still hoping to hold another round of nuclear talks with North Korea, despite the country's recent missile tests. He said the U.S. is closely watching the North Koreans, but that planning is continuing.
We are planning for negotiations in a couple of weeks, and we anticipate the two teams getting back together. We hope that they can achieve this, not just for the United States and North Korea, but for the entire world.
Pompeo's comments Wednesday came a day after he returned from a trip to Asia, during which he unsuccessfully sought to meet with a senior North Korean official. More on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA.